What is gallbladder surgery?
Laparoscopic gallbladder surgery, or cholecystectomy, removes the gallbladder and gallstones through several small incisions in the abdomen. The surgeon inflates your abdomen with air or carbon dioxide in order to see clearly. The surgeon inserts a lighted scope attached to a video camera or laparoscope into one incision near the belly button. The surgeon then uses a video monitor as a guide while inserting surgical instruments into the other incisions to remove your gallbladder. Before the surgeon removes the gallbladder, you may have a special X-ray procedure called intraoperative cholangiography, which shows the anatomy of the bile ducts. You will need general anesthesia for this surgery, which usually lasts 2 hours or less. After surgery, bile flows from the liver, where it is made, through the common bile duct and into the small intestine. Because the gallbladder has been removed, the body can no longer store bile between meals. In most people, this has little or no effect on digestion. In about 2 out of 10 laparoscopic gallbladder surgeries in the United States, the surgeon needs to switch to an open surgical method that requires a larger incision. Examples of problems that can require open rather than laparoscopic surgery include unexpected inflammation, scar tissue, injury, and bleeding.
Why is gallbladder surgery done?
Laparoscopic gallbladder surgery is the best method of treating gallstones that cause symptoms unless there is a reason that the surgery should not be done. Laparoscopic surgery is used most commonly when no factors are present that may complicate the surgery. Conditions that may require an open surgery instead of a laparoscopic surgery include severe inflammation or infection of the bile duct, inflammation of the abdominal lining, and being in the third trimester of pregnancy. You may also need open surgery if you have high pressure in blood vessels in the liver. This is caused by cirrhosis of the liver. Or you might need open surgery for one of the following reasons. If you have a major bleeding disorder or use medicines called blood thinners or anticoagulants to prevent blood clotting. If you have scar tissue from previous abdominal surgeries. Scar tissue may make laparoscopic surgery more difficult. Or if you have a severe lung disease, such as emphysema, because the way the abdomen is inflated with air for surgery may make it harder to breathe. Depending on the surgeon's experience and how severe your condition is, laparoscopic surgery also may not be an option if you have sudden inflammation or infection of the gallbladder, although laparoscopic surgery is being done more often in this situation. You may not be able to have laparoscopic surgery if you have active inflammation or infection of the pancreas, which is called pancreatitis, or if you have a minor bleeding disorder, excessive body weight, or gallstones in the common bile duct. A separate procedure called endoscopic retrograde cholangiopancreatography that is done before or after the laparoscopic surgery can remove stones in the common bile duct.
What are the risks from laparoscopic gallbladder surgery?
The overall risk from laparoscopic gallbladder surgery is very low. The most serious possible complications include infection of an incision, internal bleeding, injury to the common bile duct, injury to the small intestine by one of the instruments used during surgery, and risks of general anesthesia. Other uncommon complications include an injury to the cystic duct, which carries bile from the gallbladder to the common bile duct, gallstones remaining in the abdominal cavity, bile leaking into the abdominal cavity, an injury to the abdominal blood vessels, such as the major blood vessel carrying blood from the heart to the liver. But this is rare. Or a gallstone could be pushed into the common bile duct, or the liver could be cut. More surgery may be needed to repair these complications. After gallbladder surgery, some people have ongoing abdominal symptoms, such as pain, bloating, gas, and diarrhea,